From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. 35 years ago today, many of the fires that had been burning in the wake of the McDuffie riots in Liberty City were dying down. Anger had erupted after the acquittal of several police officers charged in the death of a black man named Arthur McDuffie. The riots left 18 people dead and more than $1 million in property damage. WLRN's Wilson Sayre looks at what's changed since then and what hasn't.
Hundreds of people marched in the streets of Miami holding signs with things like "This Stops Today" and "Black Lives Matter." Protesters say they were angry about continued racism and police brutality. This was last year, the protests that shut down 195 during Art Basel. In 1980, the protesters were angry about many of the same things during the McDuffie riots: the lack of equal treatment and opportunities for blacks in the U.S. The McDuffie riots were much more violent, even than what happened in Ferguson and more recently in Baltimore. Marvin Dunn is an historian who focuses on Miami's black community. He says a lot of the difference lies in the fact that the recent protests were not race riots.
Whites were not the targets of violence in Baltimore. It was the police. So you had white people and black people protesting. So it was a police riot, if you can call it that. In Miami, it was a race riot, because people set out intentionally to hurt and kill white people.
Tensions were at a breaking point because members of the black community say they saw the ground they won during the civil rights movement slowly erode. They saw that power going to the recent influx of Cubans and back into the hands of the white political majority. Marvin Dunn says the black community was also changing.
Where you have more Caribbean blacks who don't have a legacy of racial oppression in this country and who don't carry a lot of the anger baggage that African Americans do, rightfully. So I think the increase in the ethnic population of Caribbean blacks will lessen the chance of disorder in the streets. And I think the chances are less likely to happen because I believe the police are better prepared to stop it if it does take off.
We sort of like we're at the forefront of developing this whole concept called mobile field force.
J.D. Patterson is director of the Miami-Dade Police Department. He says because of the McDuffie riots, the police overhauled the way they now deal with this kind of civil unrest. The mobile field force they developed is a group of about 50 officers who go out and quickly deal with the situation military style.
That's kind of like what we learned, that you can't just not respond or respond haphazardly. It's got to be structured. It's got to be safe.
Patterson, who's black, says despite his insistence that civil unrest be dealt with quickly, he does think there's a place for peaceful protests.
That's how our community got better. I'm a perfect example of what changed since 1980. I'm sitting in a seat as the director of the Miami-Dade Police Department. Well, that would have never happened or didn't happen.
After the McDuffie riots, there was a big push to make sure there are more black politicians and police officers. And there are a lot more black people in positions of power now. Historian Marvin Dunn was out on the streets in Miami during the 1980 riots. And he thinks some of the underlying factors haven't changed much since then.
They were saying the same thing, the exact same thing, that the young people in Baltimore are saying. It was about justice. It's about the perception and the reality that justice is not delivered fairly to black people. That's the Achilles heel of this country. It was in 1980. It remains today.
During the protests in December, the group spent part of the time walking in silence, with only the occasional honk, police walkie-talkie chatter, and helicopter hum.
We walk in silence because folks expect us to be irrational, loud, to riot.
Sharika Shaw helped lead the December protests, which were peaceful despite the fact that they were fighting against the same kinds of injustices people in the McDuffie riot saw 35 years ago.
It shows that we're not here just to make a ruckus and leave, but we're in this for the long haul.
Marching in silence is one way to prevent a spark that could lead to something like the McDuffie riots. And because of that, both sides, the police and the protesters, are cautious. They know it's not out of the realm of possibility. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
You can hear part one of this story online at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.